Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started.
5 minutes prior, I was in the best mood. I'm, like, getting ready to podcast with my BFF, Astrid. And Tyler just, like, has that tone. It's like a tone that we were just beefing about something. But he gets into, like, this serious mode and he calls me Alexis, and I know when I'm like, he's mad at me when he calls me Alexis and not baby.
Yeah, if I'm not babe, there's a problem. Like, I'm babe. I'm babe or I'm hun. I'm hun or I'm babe. I'm not, like, when if Kevin says Astrid, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. There's a situation. I've never been called I was just called Alexis and I didn't like it. And I'm just trying, I'm always trying to help him. And I guess he was like, you worry about your business, I worry about mine. And I was like, my business is your business. Like, you know, what are we doing here? But okay, ready? Let's breathe in.
No, Kevin is the opposite. Kevin has to do like everything. We have to do it together. Like, if he has an issue, it's both of our issues. We have to talk it through. We have to solve it together. And then all of my stuff. Do you need me? Do you need my help? It's like, no, I'm good. I'll just figure it out.
Because we are very independent women, and Tyler's very independent too. But I just, well, actually, let's not get into it. Let's just move on. Okay. What's up, Astrid? How you doing?
Oh, just living the life.
Sorry.
Another day in paradise.
What's going on with the boobs, the babies, all the things?
And let me grab a bubbly.
Ooh. What's a bubbly?
It's like a...
like an alcoholic?
Sparkling soda.
Oh, oh, okay. No, yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
Alcoholic. I still have daycare pickups.
Ooh, I like that sound.
And I have to breastfeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But this is side note. Have you been drinking those pop, those, it's like a poppy instead of, it's like a healthy soda.
Oh, poppy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like them because I love me some Diet Coke. Diet Coke is my go-to, but.
Oh my God. If I don't have a Diet Coke every day, I will die.
No, see.
Like, I have to have it with dinner every single night.
Well, this year I've been on my health and wellness journey since my inflammation problems, my Tata problems. So I've kind of tried to limit my Diet Coke intake. And I'm telling you, the poppies kind of do it for me. They do it for me. I mean, I do have a diet.
That's how bubblies are. It's like a little flavored soda water. So it's like a healthy Fanta is what this tastes like.
Okay. Wanna Fanta? Don't so you wanna?
I feel like poppy and bubbly is probably really similar, but this is Canadian.
Ooh, you're such a Canadian now.
I
remember really when you were an American. Okay, are we ready to do a Bravo breakdown?
Let's do it.
So we haven't been together in the past 2 weeks, so I had a lot to catch up on. Like, I feel as if the past 2 weeks, so much happened. So I was just trying to catch up in the past 2 days.
Like, outside of the episodes, right?
So outside, not only in the episodes, but in...
I couldn't focus on the television. There was so much going on social media.
There's so much going on in the, like, in the actual episodes and then outside in the just regular Bravo universe. So I kind of want to start with...
Yeah, do we start with good news or do we start with
bad news? Yeah, I know. I kind of wanted to start with some good news because I feel like there's a lot of lawsuits happening that in the Bravo world. Yeah. But I kind of want to start off with a positive note, which is my positive note for Bravo right now is Summer House because I'm loving Summer House so far. I was so into it. Both episodes, I think. So let's start off with Summer House. Just a little like both of our, let's just chit chat real quick. Okay. Let's do a little chit chat about Summer House. So I'm loving the new cast members, Jesse Solomon and West Wilson. I think they're both great additions. Didn't even know that the people from last year weren't even there. Like I completely forgot about Sam, Corey. There was another girl.
You got on me too.
Yeah, I completely forgot. I think this is just such a good, like the first weekend that they had there, great.
This is a good group.
Good group. And then, Jesse Solomon is, I love Wes. I think he's hilarious. He's amazing. Jesse Solomon, the singer, the baritone, is he a baritone singer? He's a singer. Either way, great cast. And then, I just watched the second episode last night. And the ending of the episode with Lindsay and Carl was so intense. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Okay, so same thoughts as you regarding Summer House and the cast. Like, truly, truly amazing. I feel like they vibe really well together. Like, I feel like we lose that on shows sometimes where it's like you can tell people aren't getting along. Mm-hmm. You can tell these people are getting along really well.
Yes.
But then, like, having the Kyle and Amanda stuff is, like, just the perfect amount of, like, drama and, like, so relatable to anyone who's, like, married or in a relationship. It's like, yeah, I feel you, Amanda. And then I feel like the Lindsay Carl thing will be, like, such a buildup to the eventual breakup. So I think it's going to be really, really good. The end of the episode was really like, it made me feel like I wonder if I'm going to be on Carl's side.
Same.
Throughout this, because we all know that Lindsay is self-aware. And even just when I think of the preview of him being like, she's going to make it seem like she is so blindsided and she had no idea. But then seeing how we're already in episode 2 and she's accusing him of not being sober, it's like, that is like the ultimate diss to a person who is sober.
I know. And
could you imagine being sober and arguing with a drunk person? Like, I just don't think it's actually like healthy long term for a person who wants to be sober to be with someone who isn't.
Yeah. Okay. So
meaning if they have like one or two drinks, manageable. But if it's somebody who drinks heavily, which you could tell Lindsay was like drunk.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out because drunk people are idiots. Like, when I'm drunk, I'm so dumb. Like, nothing gets through my brain. Like, it's like, you're talking to me and I'm just like, but I don't know what you're saying. So I feel like it's bad.
Side note, this just flashed in my head when Astrid and I would be in Vegas and she would be completely blacked out. And I would be like, Astrid, we got to get out of here. I remember I didn't have a flight home and we were in the club and I'm like, Astrid, I have to leave. I don't have a flight. Like, I have to go get service and book a flight because everybody's leaving tomorrow. I don't know what to do. And she just had her phone up dancing, like shaking her tatas. Like, I was like, Astrid, no, we gotta, but the lights were on. Nobody was home. I was like, okay, but yeah, good times. Okay. Let's just break it down. Let's break down like what's going on with Lindsay and Carl, because for those of the listeners who don't know, but Lindsay accused Carl of doing cocaine and Carl has been sober for how long now? Like 2 or 3 years, I think.
Like 3 years or something like that. Like a long time.
And while this was filmed, they were supposed to be, like, they were planning their wedding. This was this past summer. And now, like recently, he called off the wedding.
Yeah, I think right now they're like 2 months out from the wedding,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I don't know how to put Lindsay into words because she has a good thing going with Carl. Like, why is she going to ruin it? You know, and especially call him out on camera and saying he's doing the cocaine. That is not a good look. I kind of see my...
Oh, yeah, calling him Cocaine Carl. It's like too far. Too far. Although I'm sure Cocaine Carl was a fun guy when he was fun. But like, then it got dark.
What did he... What did he
call him that?
Yeah, what did he used to say? Like, more life? More Life or something embarrassing when he was on the cocaine. It was like More Life. But no, and then as she was talking, this is what I was trying to say. As she was talking about, she was like, Carl spoke to me like he used to back in the day when he was on cocaine. And I was expecting him to walk in so wired up and like, you know, on cocaine. He was so not on cocaine. I would know.
No.
It was like.
Not even a little bit. That's what I mean. It's like she was clearly drunk and she just like wanted to like get at him. So she said something that she knew would hurt him. And then you could kind of see her even backtracking because she was like, no, I didn't say he wasn't sober. I was saying he was acting like he wasn't sober. I'm like, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you say, oh, you're being a bitch. And then you're like, oh, I didn't call you a bitch. It's like, well, if I'm being a bitch, am I not a bitch? Like, is it not the same thing?
And then she like walked into the room in the morning and was like, here's a water. And he's like, and then she like crawls into bed with him, but she wasn't even sleeping in there, you know? And she's like, she turns over and she's like, she just wanted to have the last word. It was like, I was very into this argument, but it was not a good look for Lindsay.
Look for Lindsay.
Yeah. So,
and like Carl was being really calm and he was being like how a sober person would argue, I imagine, right? It's like you remember everything. You were like,
I wouldn't really know.
Whip it. No. Like you could tell she woke up and it was like, you know, when it's like that like hangover, like anxiety, because you're just like, what did I say? What did I do? And she's like trying to go back through the text messages to like find something that proves her point. And it's like, no,
yeah.
You're the problem. Like now you just have to say, my bad, I'm sorry. And clearly this is like the beginning of it all, because I feel like she told Carl, you're not acting sober or whatever it is that she says. And as a sober person, that would be so insulting. And I don't think he'll be able to look at her differently again. Like, I feel like that's now ingrained in his brain that like she would say that to him.
Yeah. And that's the person he's going to marry. And you know when like you feel somebody's energy in the house? Like I feel Tyler's energy right now and I don't like it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I feel his energy. And it's like, I know he's coming closer and it's like back, like we're already beefing right now. I don't need your, you know. Also, okay. Yeah, so that's that on that with Lindsay and Carl. I'm kind of very interested on what's going to happen. I'm excited to see how this is going to play out. What are your thoughts? Oh, well, Danielle's single too. That's good. Danielle and Lindsay are friends again. So
I want to love Danielle so much, but like something about her, I don't know what it is. It's like, I just know she's a Swiftie. Like she just gets that energy and just something like I'm rooting for her. But I need her to be like a little bit cooler.
On winter, when you were talking about how people don't, you can tell when some cast film and you can tell they just don't get along. That was Winter House for me this past season. They got along, but it was just not a good group together, you know? Same with Real Housewives.
It wasn't organic. Yeah,
it wasn't
right.
Organic. Real Housewives of Potomac. I don't even know why this cast is together because they just don't. Some of them, but I feel like as a group, they genuinely don't like each other. So it's awkward to film.
They hate each other.
Even Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season, it was kind of awkward. It's not a good group together.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait to touch base on Beverly Hills because I'm super behind on it. Because I really couldn't get into it this season. I mean, I was watching a little bit of the reunion and it was good. It was better than the whole fucking season, but I just need more time to process Beverly Hills. But that group of girls wasn't it. Winter House.
I watched a reunion of Beverly Hills and I could not tell you one thing they talked about. Like, it's just like, I just didn't even care. I was zoning out so bad. The finale was like okay because I liked the updates at the end.
Yeah.
And it made me realize that I like all of the Beverly Hills women individually. I just didn't like them together.
Yes.
And it's like they need a New York refresh. Like we need a reboot of Beverly Hills.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Should we go into Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, let's do it. I feel like that's kind of the Vanderpump and Summer House are like the top two right now.
Same. That's how I feel. Okay, let's break down last night's episode of Vanderpump. Let's just talk about the editing this season, Astrid. Is so on point.
It's so good.
It's so good. Did they hire new editors or just like they made sure, okay, we're gonna, our viewers are on a whole nother level. Make sure we have to take it up notch.
Like they must have put more budget in or something into it because it feels so much funnier. Like, and it's like the flashbacks and the music. Like it's done so well. Where like there's multiple times I'm just like, like I'm just like chuckling to myself.
Astrid, I was cooking breakfast this morning and I was watching it and Tyler was trying to talk to me the whole time. And I completely, like, he wasn't even there. I was just zoned in on the TV, just like giggling, like during, you know, the whole episode. And Tyler was like, Alexis, baby, which ones are my eggs? And I'm like, can you, we're already, you know, like Vanderpump is on. Do not speak to me.
Like my favorite scene of last night's episode, I'm going to jump ahead. But just because we're talking about the editing and how funny it is, when James talked about how Allie didn't want to go on the gondola and how he was going to, you know, sit next to her and hold her hand and be good. And then it jumps to him on the gondola dancing, trying to shake it. I was like, this is A-plus television. This is so funny.
Astrid, I had that down in my notes because he was like, yeah, I was going to hold a hand. Yeah, Allie's really scared of heights. And so, you know, I'm going to do what a good man does and just... you know, hold a hand, make sure she feels safe. And then he's like, look, I'm jumping up and down. I had that in my notes too. Okay. But last night, it was a lot of focus on Sheena struggling with her friendship with Tom Sandoval. So the beginning of the episode, there's a scene where they all do a meditation, like a group meditation. A group meditation, right? And they all have to be paired off with somebody. And in the beginning of the episode, you kind of see Sheena already struggling with the fact that she's torn right now because she loves Sandoval. She was such a good friend to her. He PayPal'd her money while during COVID because she wasn't having any income. So that was like the first start. And then they get sit into this meditation, group meditation in Lake Tahoe. And I swear the producers had something to do with this because Brock came late and Sheena had to be paired with Tom Sandoval, which was, I just think, was such a producer move. And then, so they had to like...
For sure.
So Sheena and Tom Sandoval were back to back and Sheena just like breaks down, storms off crying. And she's clearly not in the best emotional state. So,
no.
Then, like, and then Tom Schwartz and Lala had to be sat together. And Tom was talking about, like, the birds. I swear, Tom Schwartz is on shrooms, and I am here for it. Like, the whole episode, he was just, like, looking. Everything he was calling, he's like, look how beautiful it is. I'm like, dude, this guy is on shrooms. And I'm that's, like, my dream come true to do shrooms with Tom Schwartz.
But I also think that that's his coping mechanism. I think he probably feels so uncomfortable.
So
like,
uncomfortable.
I think that's the part where, like, when you're just watching it, you forget, like, right now, when they're in a group setting, they're being forced by production in a way to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Sheena and Tom would not be hanging out, you know? Like, these people wouldn't be together. Like, Lala wouldn't be hanging out with Sandoval otherwise because they're only doing it because they need to film, obviously. So I feel like Schwartz... that's just his deflection because he doesn't want to be in any of the serious conversations. Like even when Brock and Sandoval were getting into it, he was like, okay, I don't want to be mediator. I'm going to step out of this. Like that's just not who he is. So he is just very uncomfortable.
I need to put the fan on really fast because I am so hot. Give me a second. I am so sorry. Okay, we are back. Hello?
Was that you or Tyler?
That was,
hello.
That was me, bitch. Oh. What did you think?
I guess I just think Tyler has a womanly voice. I thought he was just chanting in the background. I'm like, why is he doing that?
That was little old me. Okay, so on the gondola, Brock and Tom Sandoval get into it because during the whole Scandoval situation, Tom Sandoval's team came out with an article saying Brock and Raquel got with each other to take the to deflect off of their situation, take the heat off. So Brock flipped out on Tom Sandoval, and I just felt so bad for little old Schwartz because he's just in the middle. He's like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm not dealing with this. But, oh, and I know this side note, but Tom Schwartzy has a little girlfriend, 24 years old, redhead. They're doing TikToks, baby. Did I send you that?
I saw that. That's not.
Yeah.
No, I think I just saw that one on my own, but that's not a good one.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Brock and Tom Schwartzy.
I love it.
I just want Tom Schwartzy to be happy. Okay. That's all I want. Okay. So Brock and Tom Sandoval have a little beef. Then they like make up like 5 minutes later. It's just a very awkward trip. Like, they're literally forced to all be there and face their problems in like a very awkward scenario. Like, why are they on gondolas, you know?
Yeah, like, it almost seems toxic. And I feel like that's where, like, I understood where Brock was coming from because he's kind of an outsider. Like, he's in the group, but not fully. He's in the group because he's married to Sheena. So he obviously wants to, A, stick up for his wife, but two, he also has an outside perspective of it all that, like, everyone else in the group, and this is why they're on reality TV, they're all such narcissists. It's like Sheena only sees her side. Sandoval only sees his side. Ariana only sees her side. Lala only sees her side. And Brock sees everything and understands everything. Because when Sandoval was like arguing with him and he was just like, yeah, but your girl put a restraining order on Sheena. I'm like, that's right. Like, I already forgot about that. Like, he's the only one who's just like remembering all of the little things that happened. So I was like a big Brock fan this episode.
Me too. Me too. I was such a big Brock fan. And then even Lala and, and then when he got wasted on the boat, I was fucking dying. And I didn't even know he was only.
The best. It was so funny.
I didn't even know he's only 33 years old, Brock. Did you know that? Or 32?
No, doesn't he have like two other kids already?
I have no idea. Oh my God, he does.
Why did he have all these children?
Oh my God, wait.
Wasn't that a whole storyline that he was like a deadbeat dad?
Oh my God. I think you're right. He has two other kids in Australia, I think. I don't know, but he was saying his first love was a farmer's girl. Yeah. A pink farmer. That was at the end of the episode. I was like, what is happening?
A pink farmer.
A pig farmer. I thought he said pink. Oh my God. Okay.
Pink. Or pink farmer.
That is fucking hilarious. So Team Brock.
Which, this is such a weird side note, but when I think of pink farmer, there's this like true crime story about this guy here in Canada, and he was like murdering, I'm pretty sure, like prostitutes. Or I don't remember. Anyways, but he was murdering people and then he was feeding them to his pigs and then he was selling the pig to the butcher, like to the town.
So the people were eating bacon and it
was. So that's all I kept thinking.
So when the
pig. And it was the bacon that had eaten humans.
Astrid.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking of when Brock was talking about the pig farmers. I'm like, oh, I wonder what the pigs were being fed.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
No, look it up. Look it up. It's terrifying. You really can't trust anyone.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, so I'm dead, Astrid. So then, during this, so also they went on a boat during the Vanderpump episode, and Sheena calls Ariana and Katie, who are like interviewing people for something about her, their sandwich shop. And Sheena's like, I can't keep hating Tom and I missed him. So like, I kind of miss our friendship. And I feel like Ariana handled the situation very well. She was just like, whatever you want to do for you, even though he's done fucked up things to you, he never was thinking about you. And Katie was just like, I don't know. I thought Ariana was going to be, I thought she did good. I thought she handled the situation well.
I do think Ariana is never going to fully tell someone on camera, like, fuck you, if you're friends with him, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
But I think that's how she is in private. Like, I feel like that's part of Sheena's anxiety, is that she just instantly felt anxiety, probably even sitting next to Sandoval during the yoga thing, because then she was going to have to tell Ariana that she was paired up with him. Like, I think behind closed doors, Ariana is hardcore, like, you're either friends with him or you're friends with me.
Yeah.
Which I'm not even saying she's wrong. Like, I would probably be like that too. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I can be mature in some situations.
No.
That situation, I don't know that I would be.
Astrid, I will never forget at your bachelorette party when I forgot my nude outfit. And I was so scared that you were going to cut my head off. And you were like, you know what? Wear whatever makes you feel comfortable, Alexis. And I was like, Astrid, you've come a long way. Like, you are a mature woman. So don't doubt yourself, Astrid. You are mature, okay?
You're right.
Like, it
you're
was
right.
a very
calm. You're right. I am mature. I am mature.
You are mature.
I'm an adult.
And you're calm. Like, I feel like you're way, after you had kids too, I feel like you're way more calm. You're chill, mellowed out.
For sure.
But still, like, the most amazing, hottest bitch I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
The best. The best.
Oh, and then on the boat too, not only did Lala and Sandoval get into it, like, a really bad heated argument, and I think Lala handled the situation so good too. But it is horrible that Sandoval, he keeps bringing up fucking stuff with Lala and Fafti, aka Randall. Like, he keeps bringing up how she never was real, or she never showed her life. She was always lying. He keeps deflecting, and I kind of want him to just be like, I want him to own what he did. He cannot just take accountability. He's saying sorry, but he's not taking accountability.
He's like apologizing how like a toddler does.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's how Ollie apologizes when he like throws something at me and he's like, sorry, mommy. It's like, are you sorry? Because you're going to do it again. Like, you don't even know what sorry means. And that's how I feel about Sandoval. Like, I don't think he fully understands what sorry is.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't think he feels like he really did anything wrong to the people. Like, I think he feels like people have affairs all the time. Everybody has done this. I don't think he feels like he did things to Sheena, to Lala. I'm sure he thinks he did something to Ariana, but I don't think he feels like the other people can claim collateral damage because they came after him. Like, he wants to be the victim so badly, but he is not the victim in this. Do you want to tell people the embarrassing thing I texted you the other day and then you just didn't even respond to me? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I should have never said anything.
Astrid texted me while I was in Aspen with Tyler's family and said, I have to tell you something embarrassing. And I said, what? Oh no, I didn't even answer.
You never even responded. I just was talking to myself and then I was just left in my embarrassment.
She said, James Kennedy ... is kind of hot. And honestly, Astrid, I have to tell you, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I think that,
like,
James...
Does he look more buff?
He does look... I mean, from...
He looks like less scrawny.
Yes,
than he
does. I mean, he has a beautiful face. He has a very handsome face. Yeah, I think he put a little more meat on his bones. So he is looking more like a man.
Like, he looks like a man.
Yeah, I know. James Kennedy can, like, get it. I could...
But anyway, I'm so grossed out that I even
He is great. He has great, beautiful eyes, great hair. He has an amazing personality. This season, he is the comic relief. I was dying when he was just behind Lala. Yeah. And while she was arguing with him and he had those sunglasses on. He was just like her backup. Like, you know, like he wasn't saying much, but he was just like, yeah, I remember that. You know, like he just had her back. But he is the comic relief. James Kennedy is the comic relief and the most interesting to look at, if you ask me. but I think a lot of, honestly, Girls Night listeners, I would like to hear, do you guys agree with Astrid? Do you think James Kennedy is hot? Okay. So the end on Astrid, I agree with you. I don't think that's embarrassing at all. Okay. So the ending of the episode.
You don't think so?
No. I think, honestly, if the lights were off, I would do it. just kidding. I would never, Tyler Fernandez. Okay. Then at the end of the episode, Lala and Sheena have a heart-to-heart in the bed, and Sheena is struggling about what she wants to do next. With, like, if she wants to be friends with Tom Sandoval, and then she's, like, talking shit about Ariana in a way, but not really. She was like, I'm so happy that Ariana got Dancing with the Stars. And she knew how badly I wanted that. And she knows I'm so genuinely happy for her. But for once, I just want somebody to pay attention to me. I want somebody to understand where I'm coming from. I just want it to be about me. And it's like, you know, what do we do here?
But, like, I do feel like she is in a very
awkward,
hard position. Here are my thoughts on all of that. One, would she have been good friends with Sandoval if he wasn't with Ariana the last 10 years? Like, let's say they weren't together for the last 10 years. How much of a friendship would it have been? Or is the friendship bigger because he was dating her best friend?
Yeah.
So then it's like, fuck that friendship.
Yeah.
You're friends with Ariana first.
But if you think
that's what I would do.
If you think about it.
But I get why she's upset.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just feel like they're all so forced at this point. Like, I don't even think Lala would hang out with any of them, to be honest. Like, I think James and Allie she would hang out with, but I genuinely don't think that she would really want to hang out with any of these people. And she doesn't even drink. So it's like, you know, like, I feel like they're all like, but they are such a good group of, like, they are an amazing cast.
I do feel like I'm kind of over Ariana and Katie, like, not filming with the group. It's like, I get it. You guys are too cool for school. Like, you're just, like, real-life celebrities getting paparazzi shots of you're walking into the restaurant. Like, but wrap it up. Like, we want to see you guys together in the group addressing things. It's like, I don't care about you interviewing
Pickle Man
at the house, something about her employee. Like, cool. Don't care. You know what I mean? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Go hang out with them in Lake Tahoe. This is what we're in it for. So I'm kind of over them. Like, I feel like they're very, like, holier than thou, which, like, again, Ariana gets to be. And I feel like Katie's just, like, girl power kind of hopping on that a little bit.
And
but they have to, like, calm it down a little.
Yeah. Ariana looks so good, though. And so Katie, I love Katie's glow up right now. And I was dying when they had, like, a flash of her on a date with a guy who was in Sheena's band or from Emo Night. And he was like, oh, she was like, oh, we're going to have penne vodka. And he was like, what's penne or something? Like, I swear, these are, like, the people from LA. Like, I swear, you know? But who am I to judge? I have a jewelry company and I can't spell jewelry. Okay. Took me a while. Okay. Should we just touch base on Real Housewives of Miami really fast? Or should we wait and do another Beverly Hills in Miami? Because I feel like it's a lot. Like, there's a lot of...
Yeah. Miami, I really love the finale. I love Gertie. I love Russell. I feel like Russell is Kevin. Like, it's like if I were ever to put a house husband to match up Kevin's personality, it's Russell.
Oh,
and the fact that he's a firefighter, too, honestly makes it, like, pretty crazy. But, like, I love the scene of him cutting her hair. He is so supportive. He is so beautiful. Like, I'm just team Gertie and Russell. Love them.
Astrid, I was on the Stairmaster and I was watching Gertie because I didn't watch the episode yet. I was so behind on Miami and I was on, and sometimes I don't like to go on Instagram if I haven't watched the episode because they all pop up and I'm like, ugh. But I watched the episode, I watched the clip of Gertie and him shaving her head, and I was on the Stairmaster, hysterical crying. Russell is by far the best house husband of all time. I love him. And even at, in the finale when he was going off on Larsa, he was like, respect, show some respect.
And he was like, don't get into it with her, not worth it.
Yeah. And he just handled the situation so perfectly. You know, he's just such a good, genuine human. I can't wait for him to show up at the reunion. I think the husband show up last on part three, but I might be wrong.
Cause
remember I told you last week that Marcus says something. So he has to,
right. Marcus gets into it with everyone.
Yeah. I'm excited for that, but I have to say,
we're going to find out this week.
What about Larsa? How are you feeling about the fact that Larsa?
Okay. Here is one of my notes on Larsa. Larsa is too old to get a promise ring. I'm sorry, but
I just
promise ring? Like, that's something you do in high school.
Or kindergarten.
You know, you're gonna be together forever. Like, you're Michael Jordan's son. You're Michael Jordan's son. Why are you handing out promise rings?
Yeah.
It's a little cringe.
Yeah. Do you think she gets
it's very cringe.
And then Andy Cohen was talking about, Larsa was like to Andy Cohen, I don't know why you guys are talking about like their parents, like all our parents, like my boyfriend's parents. You don't ask anybody else about their significant other's parents. And he's like, not everybody else's significant other's dad is Michael Jordan. Like, I think she's, my goal in life is to be as delusional.
Who played on a team with your ex-husband.
She is so delusional. It's like, actually, it's so astonishing. It's astonishing. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's the perfect word for it.
It's astonishing how delusional she is because I low-key want to be like that a little bit.
And Lisa's the same. Like,
oh, yeah, I know.
Lisa's the same. Like, there was one scene in the finale where they were both complaining to each other about their own lives, and the other person was not listening at all. Like, I guarantee you, if you put them in two separate rooms and you ask Lisa what's actually going on with Larsa and vice versa, they would not actually know what the other person is going through because they're only friends to talk about themselves.
Yes.
And the one person was like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then they swap and then that person talks about themselves. But I just truly don't think that they know what's going on. They're the same.
I know. But I just love this cast of Miami so much. I love Julia. I just think the way she handles things and just this season, obviously she was kind of stirring the pot a little bit. But I just love every single cast member. Even I'm kind of enjoying it.
She just reminds me so much of Christina. I can't focus.
Christina, our friend from The Bachelor.
Does she not remind you so much of Christina Shulman? I guess it's so bad to say it just because they're both Russian. But it's like, you know how like Christina sometimes will react to something and it's like, are you fully getting what we're getting? Julia does the same thing.
Know.
I think it's like the language barrier. But it reminds me so much of Christina, and that's why I love Julia, because I'm just like, this is little Christina grown up as a housewife.
I miss Christina so much. I wonder if she's still so little. Like, Christina Shulman is lit. I feel like I could put – I always would always say to her, like, I want to put you in my pocket because she's that small. But also, I love how Alexia is kind of going at Larsa. But when they fight, it is, like, so torturous and to watch because it's just too – stubborn ass people that won't let go and just not even see the other point of view of the other person.
I love it.
But it's like nonstop. But I feel like a lot of people were kind of scared of Larsa the past couple seasons. So for everybody to start calling her out on her shit made me so happy, especially the Gertie situation. She is so wrong. Larsa is
for
so
sure.
wrong in the situation and is so mind-blowing that she kind of doesn't see that. It's insane.
That she did come to the reunion just like tail between her legs saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I handled you telling me totally wrong. I shouldn't have told people. Like her saying like, oh, I thought you meant I shouldn't tell people on social media. It's like,
what? Like, just shut up and say.
Why would you get that from my conversation? Like,
I don't get it.
Like, the fact that she's a grown up with children is actually terrifying.
I was driving to the gym the other day and I'm like, I don't know why I was thinking about Larsa, but it just bugs me so. It bugs me out that she doesn't see that dating Marcus Jordan is weird. It bugs me out that she doesn't think that fighting with somebody with cancer is kind of like, you know, not the best decision. Mm-hmm. Everything is just, it just doesn't make sense to me. She just never sees herself wrong at all, which makes her a great housewife, but horrible person.
Can you just like imagine what the argument between Larsa Pippen and Kim Kardashian must have been like when they ended their relationship? Because I feel like Kim has very similar vibes. So I'm just picturing them like ending their friendship and Larsa just being like, but I didn't do it. Like,
yeah.
I would love to watch that conversation between those two people.
I know. Well, Kim, I feel like, is more forgiving and she can kind of see other people's side of you. But I think this is allegedly Kim, Larsa hooked up with Tristan while Khloé and him were dating. That's what I heard. That was like one of the.
Oh, I can see that.
That's an article that I read. And then
I'll believe it.
And then, and then her and Future, something happened with her and Future. And then I think she sided with Kanye
for a while.
Then I think she sided with Kanye. I don't know. I don't remember, but I read an article, which is allegedly that she got with Tristan or something, but this might be false news. But yeah, I think we're going to have to circle back on Beverly Hills, and even Miami part three is tonight. So a lot is happening in the Bravo universe, Astrid. We are lucky to be here for the historic times. But okay, what are your last but not least, what are your thoughts on the lawsuit that's going on between ex Real Housewives of New York, Leah, against Bravo Andy? Why am I saying it by his Instagram name? So you sent me this article. So what's going down? Do you know?
So she is basically suing what? For like work harassment? I think she was saying that they were like pushing her to drink alcohol,
yes,
even though they knew she was sober, and how like Andy offered her cocaine or something.
A
like
lot
that,
of
maybe?
People have been saying that Andy has offered them cocaine before Watch What Happens Live. And I'm like, if I had the chance to do cocaine with Andy Cohen, you know I would do that in a heartbeat. Should I not say that? Should I not say that, Astrid? I'm so scared.
No, you can definitely say that. I won't say that because I'm a mom, but
I'm not there yet. So, like, I would totally do cocaine with Astrid. I mean, with Andy Cohen. But I mean, it's just like how it's crazy. I know it's a lot. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it's like, you know, the housewives is what it's. You know the situation that you're putting yourself in.
Agreed.
But.
Also, it's like Leah was a housewife for like 2 seconds and she has spent every minute since talking trash about the show. It's like, dude, you were barely even on any of these.
It was during
like,
COVID too. That,
stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. I don't want.
I'm kind of over Leah, but I hate to. Yeah. Like, I know that's probably wrong to say because
I don't want any.
Obviously, we should side probably with her. Is she considered? I don't really know.
Let's just wrap it up.
But like, a lot of people came to Andy's defense, but then other people were saying Brandy tweeted something of how like the people that are coming to Andy's defense are all the ones doing cocaine with her. So
I mean, but it's just crazy. Like Brandy, Leah, they're all ex housewives coming after him that are not on the show anymore. And Bethany Frankel, you know? So it's like.
And they would 100% like want to be back on if they had the opportunity. Like I've read an article somewhere of how Bethany started this whole takedown because I guess she pitched like 3 or 4 different shows to Bravo and they wouldn't pick up any of them. So then she got all mad.
Yeah.
And now she's on this like crusade against Bravo and reality TV. And like, I'm sure there's parts of it that are like messed up. Same as when we were on The Bachelor, right? It's like not everything is ethical.
Yes.
Some things like weirdly cross the line. It's like you guys had that whole drama in Paradise. And so obviously there's always room for improvement when it comes to reality television.
Yes.
So I don't want to like diminish what she's saying happened. And I'm sure there's some truth to it. It's like when you look at all of the housewives, it's like the one common personality trait is party girl.
Yes.
So like, have they done coke with Andy? Probably some of them, I would assume. Like, you think BravoCon, they're all just walking around sober. Like, I highly doubt it. But I guess I just am wondering about the reasoning and the timing. Like, why are you doing this now?
Yeah.
Why weren't you doing it in the moment? Why? You know, I guess I just...
I know. I thought
they already had the whole article with the New York Times. So it's like, why didn't it happen then? Why is it happening now?
Yeah.
Same with like Raquel suing Ariana
and Tom.
It's like, why are you doing it now or a year later? Like, it just... I don't get the timing.
And if you want to move on with your life... And not be labeled and be stuck in this situation of that time in your life, then why are you going to sue and then make this? You know what I mean? Like, if you want, if you've done all this work on yourself and you want to move on with your life, then why are you still bringing it up, taking time and suing these people that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed.
I just love how passionate, but every time we end an episode, I just reflect on what the hell we talked about and how passionately we are, like, we talk about things. It is just, we are two iconic women talking about.
We are either amazing or we have problems.
We have serious issues.
But I'm going with amazing.
Same. Let's just be delusional like Larsa. Okay, we'll wrap it up here. I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. Where can everybody follow you? And I can't wait to chat more next week.
You can follow me at Astrid Locke. But I don't know how fun it's be. It's just me like complaining about being a mom half the time.
No, we
and hand foot mouth.
I need an update on how hand foot mouth, because I got a lot of questions on how Augie was doing. And it's a thing. Like, it's an actual thing. I started Googling it.
It's a very big thing. It's very contagious. Augie is fine. And then Nash got it. So then he had little scabs all over his hands. And that was like really, really sad because he's my little baby. So,
yeah.
But we're all better. We're all better now. We're going to Florida on Monday. And I feel like nothing happens in Florida. Like, it's just hot and like things. Nobody's sick in Florida. So I'm looking forward to it.
Woohoo! Okay. I love you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow at Girls Night Hangout, at Astrid Locke, at Alexis Waters _, and watch our full episodes on YouTube, Girls Night with Alexis. Love you. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday, and make sure to follow us on social media at Alexis Waters _ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind the scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Who Nation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with Cold Brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.